The former Khmer Rouge head of state was flown to a Phnom Penh hospital by helicopter Wednesday from his home in the former rebel stronghold of Pai Lin in northwestern Cambodia. Prime Minister Hun Sen ordered the medical evacuation, saying he does not want people to blame the government if the former revolutionary leader dies. Khieu Samphan, who is 76, reportedly suffers from high blood pressure, and reports Wednesday said he hurt himself in a fall. One report says he suffered a stroke. Reports from Pai Lin said he was preparing to seek treatment in Thailand, but the Cambodian authorities stopped him from leaving the country. Cambodia's United Nations-backed genocide tribunal has been investigating the Khmer Rouge era and has arrested other former high-ranking members of the organization in preparation for trial. Khieu Samphan is expected to be one of those arrested and tried. But tribunal spokesman Reach Sambat said Wednesday that Khieu Samphan is not yet under arrest.
In his case, the court did not issue any court warrant to arrest him yet, so we don't have comment.
Khieu Samphan's hospitalization highlights fears that the aged former Khmer Rouge leaders could die before being brought to trial. The group's top leader, Pol Pot, died in 1998. It is widely expected, however, that, assuming he does survive, Khieu Samphan will be prosecuted for his role in the Khmer Rouge's brutal rule of Cambodia from 1975 to 1979. Up to 2 million people were executed or died of starvation, disease and overwork when the ultra-radical communist group tried to turn the country into a classless agrarian utopia. A total of 4 former Khmer Rouge leaders are already in detention and have been charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity. The group's former foreign minister, Ieng Sary, and his wife, Ieng Thirit, were arrested on Monday. The regime's second-in-command, Nuon Chea, was detained in September. And in July, the court arrested Duc, the head of the Khmer Rouge's notorious torture center in Phnom Penh. The court says Duc's trial, the first to be heard by the International Genocide Tribunal, is scheduled to start at the end of November. Claudia Blume for VOA News, Hong Kong.